The Life Detective and Trust.
The Life Detective is all about doing.
Life Detective key points, or warrior, new noble, Jedi, etc. Humble, unobtrusive, yet authoritative, confident. Involved with their own doings. Outside the system. Not concerned with image. Often underestimated. Shows teeth and asserts themselves when needed, in no uncertain terms. Pays exquisite attention. Never assumes. Checks and tests assumptions. Asks questions. Not afraid to be ignorant. Doesn't let go of an anomaly, no matter how small. Subtle without being obvious. Adds trivialities and insignificances together to look for pattern and significance. Pays close attention to implications. No pretensions about themselves. Honest with themselves and about themselves. Doesn't give others, regardless of status, any unnecessary due. Understands that character has nothing whatsoever to do with status and success. Everyone can be anything underneath. Always courteous and polite. Doesn't flinch at moment of truth. Watches intent and demeanor. Is finely aware of balance. Keeps very slight imbalance in others. Runs through scenarios in boring, excruciating detail to verify. Takes whatever time and effort is necessary. Neither are a consideration, only impeccability. Understands the leverage of self-importance. Sets tone and mood. Inordinate patience, allows natural pace and rhythm. Understands the psychology of others from their point of view, like assumption of similarity, etc. Allows others to exercise their agendas. Responds mainly. Never makes points of ego or demonstration of self-abilities. Keeps power to self. Always initiates and dictates interaction even though they don't do or say much, sets theme. Communicates on the underlying grid where there's no BS. Trusts their own ability to put together the conclusions well before the facts present themselves. Is able to accept a perspective regardless of how odd it may seem or how little there may be to support it, yet. Believes in their intuition. Believes in signs, anomalies, outside intervention / assistance, etc. Willing to gamble, experiment, take chances, when needed. Whatever it takes. The more interaction, the more the actions and activities have to be extended, the easier it is to see pattern of improbability. Uses force of circumstance. And makes their own circumstances to force reaction. Practices and is adept to connect to more from little via implication. Implication is attended to with exquisite care. Looks beyond the frame. I like to have a conception of being within which I can wrap philosophical strategies. In this case, the entire trust mechanism, which is connected to intent, which is connected to traveling on the learning path, which is all about figuring out our lessons. And for that we need to be a life detective. Most important, the life detective does not ignore or downplay the tiniest point of significance. The most minute fact which is indisputable in its consequences leads to changing everything. This change is fully respected, fully adapted to, taken fully into cognizance. And most importantly, those indisputable but unwanted or unpleasant facts are not ameliorated or ignored. They aren't downplayed in any way. Everything is shifted to take the indisputable, albeit unpleasant, truth into account. This means setting aside desire or like or wish. It necessitates dissolution of extrapolated anticipation and potential positivity. It's imperative to be able to let go of goals when everything changes.
Few people act. They refuse to believe what's happening until it's too late.
This point above is an imperative one for us. We tend to soften the often harsh truths our discernments and insights present to us. We cannot do this as we can function appropriately and expediently whilst maintaining those truths of accuracy. It may only be one, but that's all it takes. When it's undeniable, we cannot write it off. We have to practice this skill. It's only habit. We have the awareness at the time, we simply do not use it immediately. We wish to give the benefit of the doubt, knowing full well the precise and indisputable truth. This we can no longer do. We need to live precisely. With exquisite accuracy. This adjustment will make little difference to external behavior. It will manifest in not engaging, in not going down what we know to be dead ends. Manifesting in not wasting time and effort on doomed projects, and enabling an immediate responsiveness that's essential to attunement and alignment.
The life detective is all about resolution. A key element for obtaining resolution is trust.
We have to trust. Without trust, what do we have on our marvelous path? When we fully trust, we're truly committed. When there's nothing else but trust, that's when belief becomes real and is made manifest. If we're engaging in an act of trust, which is a necessity when traversing the path of life and learning, we also have to be courageous. Trust is an act of courage, otherwise it's an act of foolishness. We have to go into trust with full awareness, knowing there's risk, but knowing there's no alternative other than going back. And for those on the quest to freedom, there is no going back.
The life detective seeks to understand and unravel the mysteries encountered along the life path.
So we get to situations where all we can do is proceed with trust, with positive trust. That positive is built from courage. And courage is always going to be a bit uncomfortable. It has to be, since when courage is involved, so is risk. That discomfort is what keeps us sharp, what keeps us alert, what heightens our awareness and enhances our learning. Thus, discomfort when being courageous is a most necessary ingredient for many reasons. When we combine discomfort, courage and trust, we come close to intent. And intent is the key ingredient, as we well know. We have used it many times. But the use has been somewhat haphazard. It can do with refining. We can add resolve, determination, perseverance, and forbearance. Of course, impeccability and scrupulousness of motive.
For the life detective, any mystery is exciting to solve. Coming to resolution is the thrill and joy.
Imperative to intent is vision, a vision of the most overall. Awareness of all involved, all the possibilities, positive and negative. Any intent has to be attuned and aligned to that. And if it so happens our intent is a low probability, we have to know this also. We have to know clearly and unequivocally it's our only option, there's no other, and we have been thorough. If there was another option, we would have taken it. But since there isn't, we come back to our intent and the necessity for our trust. Once we have done all this, once we have set our intent, all that's left is once again trust. That's what impeccability then requires. It's the only thing we can do to alleviate doubt. And doubt is, of course, the stepping stone to fear and stress. It's the gateway to unraveling all the mighty efforts we have put into our intent. Thus we cannot doubt. Not even for an iota of a microsecond. And if we cannot doubt, all that's left is to trust. So we trust with courage, going into the unknown armed thus, knowing our discomfort is part of our trust, and knowing that if we're impeccable in our trusting, it's the key factor in determining the outcome of our venturing. We in the end have to trust and trust. It's all we have when we set an intent.
The life detective never gives up, never quits, always proceeds, even if all that they have left to go on is trust, trust that things will work out.
When we trust like this, we embrace life, we embrace living. This trust is the trust of going forward, the trust of action, the trust of movement, no matter how small. This is how it connects to intent. To intend, by its very definition, means to be doing, to be moving, to be going forward. Those who are at a standstill, in their desperation, will cling to the vain hopes of their wishes. It's merely appeasement. It's risk avoidance at its most futile. It's not even risking the tiniest of chances for the security of nothing. And sadly, the supreme irony is this is done out of fear of looking foolish for pursuing a small chance. When the very definition of foolishness is to give up a something for a nothing. No, this trust is the trust of action. It's the trust of positivity and optimism. For if we act, if we move forward, if we pursue that chance, no matter how slim, do we not have to have at least some optimism and positivity? How could we move forward if we did not? If we are moving forward into the unknown because we have no choice, it's that or nothing, then it's still a positive choice. We're choosing the unknown something over the definite nothing. That's living, for death is nothing. Thus to live is to trust. To live is to be optimistic and positive, no matter how small. If we're going to have to do this living thing, then why not embrace the process? Go into it willingly. Make the most of it. This again is where trust comes into play. It's a way to maximize our limited resources, to optimize our available options. Why to me, we have to trust.
The life detective is always positive. Always.
Then there's the trust of embracing our responsibility. The responsibility we have assumed for remaining alive. This we have chosen, knowing full well everything this choice entails. How can we not trust this choice? If we do not, then the other option is death. Once we choose life, we surely have to trust and take full responsibility for that choosing. When we do, we once again embrace life, embrace living. We're trusting our choices, we're trusting that whatever circumstance we're in, no matter what, there's always something we can do. No matter how much matters are out of our hands, we can always trust our intent. We can trust somehow it'll all work out for the best. The key to this trust is realizing intent is always connected to the long term overall. And it's to this we connect our trust. Trust is thus enabling. But we have to have that resolve to trust. Which is a resolve to live, a resolve to progress, to move forward. A resolve to do something, anything. It's a resolve to never give up, to never just sit and wait for life to do what it wills to us. That's not an option. This is the magic of trust. Even when it seems life has locked us into an unmovable position, this trust is doing an active action, an action of intent. We are making something happen with this trust alone, for this trust is ultimately an intent. Thus we will create via our trust a resolution, an opening, something, which will allow us to move away from whatever life brings our way that's unwanted. This is the difference between this trust and hope. One is an action and the other is a wish. One is determination, the other is acceptance. This trust is a taking charge of our lives. Of deciding no matter what, we will find a way, even if that way is nothing but our trust. And that's the thing with this trust, why it's a trust of doing, of action, as we cannot know how or if it works until it's used. And for that we have to apply this trust, not just think it, but do it, and most importantly, we have to feel this trusting. We have to trust in trust. But once we do, and do so repeatedly, we of course come to see its validity, its magic. And when we do, we learn the confidence of trusting. We know, if we have exhausted all our higher probability options, we always have one option left in the self, the option of trust. Repeated use will never alleviate the discomfort and necessity of courage, an indispensable element, but repeated use will certainly alleviate the discomfort substantially. Since if we have to use trust again, it means it's worked previously. We must never forget this. It's how we come to fully trust our trust. Through never giving up. Through always trying. Always trying even when all we have left to try is trust.
When a life detective trusts their personal power, no matter how small it may be, they're acting impeccably.
All photographs by Elivia Helenai Photography. With permission. Hashtag courage, hashtag doing, hashtag empowered living, hashtag impeccability, hashtag intent, hashtag Jedi, hashtag life detective, hashtag life mysteries, hashtag new noble, hashtag trust of doing, hashtag trusting trust, hashtag warrior mindset, hashtag assuming responsibility.